now, live on Adobe Radio, The Brett Davern Show.
It's really relaxing.
Breathing?
Yeah, it feels so good. Do you ever just take like a really deep cleansing breath? Like, do you ever consciously, when you're just driving around or whatever, you just go like, I need to take a breath right now?
Not really.
Really?
Sometimes.
You really should. Matidocious? Do you?
Yeah.
Are you conscious of your breathing?
Sometimes.
It helps you stay present.
Yeah.
How about you, soon to be named?
I think 3 deep breaths can change anything.
Oh, abs. Man. Yeah. Good for you, Megan. That was great. Yeah. I consciously think when I lay down to sleep at night, after the bottle is dry, after all the booze is gone, I lay down and I think, I'm not going to remember that. No. I lay down and I really do, before I go, I try to take like the deepest breath I possibly can and then let it out. It's so nice. Let's all do it together. You want to do it together? Let's all do it together. Ooh, the magic of the internet and the airwaves. We can all do it together. Everyone listening right now, we can all take a breath. What if right now in this moment in history, everyone listening takes a breath and it changes the climate of the world? Not meaning the weather, but like maybe everyone just is super calm today because of it.
Can you pass the joint, man?
Dude. No, let's do it. You want to do it? Let's all do it together. Okay. We're going to go in through the nose, out through the mouth. But I'm talking, this thing's got to get all the way down to your toes.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it, Matidocious?
Yeah.
You're going to have to unfold your arms.
Mm-mm.
Really closed off today. Open up. All right, here we go.
I like it like this.
Megan's got her arms folded too. What's going on with everybody? All right, listen, here we go. Ready? We're going to go in through the nose, out through the mouth. We'll all do it together. I will be your leader.
Okay.
Ready? But I'm talking, this thing, it starts at your toes, all the way up to your head, then when you exhale, all the way back down to your toes. Does that make sense?
Actually, yeah.
I know, right? Dude, I'm so high right now. All right, ready? Here we go. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's all do it together. All across the world. Wait, you gotta let it all go first.
I already had it, so I'll... Brought to you by Adobe Radio, in partnership with Nice Guy Digital, and recorded live in beautiful North Hollywood, California. On today's episode, what the hell's going on out there?
I love that segment.
And we all feel a little bit better after that big giant breath.
Except I'm sleepy now.
Aw. Let's get to the sleepy guy who's graduated high school 3 times.
I sure have.
Your new best friend.
Yep. Listen up, everybody. This is our show. Thank you for telling your friends and family about our silly program and engaging with us on the social medias. If you'd like to shout out a friend, shout at us, or with us, you can text this. You can send us a text. Just put our email address, bdsfans@adobe.com, into your text messaging where you normally put a phone number. Once again, the address is bdsfans@idobi.com. Today, prove that you're listening live by sending in the little puff of wind emoji. Little puff of breath or whatever that thing is.
It's a fart.
It's a fart?
Yeah.
All right, send in the fart emoji. Real highbrow stuff today, LeClaire. Good work. All right, lots of show to get to today. Before we get to all of it, let us go around the room and say hi to everyone in our own special way. Shueji Day, soon to be named.
About a fist away, Brett.
About a fist away, Matadocious.
Hi, Brett.
Okay.
All right. That's all right. You see what happens when you miss a day? You come back and we all speak a different language. Literally. Should we let her know what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. This is what's happening. You know how when a guest comes in here and before we get back on the air, Katie says to them, "Well, you can pull the or wait, I'll do my Katie LeClaire. You can pull the microphone stand to wherever you want."
See, Maddie doesn't get that then, as the impression of Katie, for the record.
Well, it's a visual thing.
I was looking at you.
I know, but were you really seeing me?
Gosh.
Anyway, she says, "Oh, you can pull the microphone to wherever you want, and then make sure you just stay about a fist away." Right? And you remember weeks and weeks and months ago when we were saying Shueji Day, and it sounded like a greeting, like in a foreign language? Shueji Day. Well, when you were gone, the day that you were gone, we all decided that about a fist away sounds like the response to Shueji Day.
Okay.
So it's now the Brett Davern language.
Okay.
We speak it in Bretania.
Oh, jeez.
Where I'm the commander. Okay. And it's like aloha. It's interchangeable. So if I say, about a fist away, Maddie, then you would respond with...
Shueji Day, Brett.
Exactly. Or if I said, Shueji Day, Maddie.
About a fist away, Brett.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
You're smiling, actually.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Shueji Day, Katie.
It's National Mohawk Day.
Oh, my God. Really?
I did this yesterday, too.
You did what? What's going on?
About a fist away, Brett.
Oh, jeez. We're going to get it. You know, that's it. Don't turn the calendar over today. Still 0 days since there's been a mistake. Still 0 days. All right, what day is it?
Mohawk Day.
Mohawk Day?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called a mohawk? It's just like a weird...
Does anyone still have a mohawk?
It's a weird... Oh, wait. Is it a Native American thing?
Isn't there a mohawk?
Isn't there a tribe? Mohawk Nation? Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe I'm way off on that. I hope I'm not way off on that. Hope nobody takes offense. But I think there is. Does that come from that?
Maybe. I don't really know.
We're going to have to look this up. All right. Let's take a break. Ooh. This is Kurt Cobain. Dave Grohl on drums. You don't have to.
I didn't know.
Katie just mouthed to me the title of the song. Katie, I'm from Seattle. I know that this is In Bloom by Nirvana. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Brett Davern Show with that other guy from that one show on MTV. Yeah, you know, Brett Davern on Adobe Radio.
We have a new sponsor! Full Sail University, people. They offer associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees designed for the world of entertainment, media, arts, and technology. They offer both online and on-campus courses, and the programs are accelerated so you can earn your degree in half the time. Are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
You're telling me I get a full education, can get a bachelor's, associate's, or master's degree in half the time, and I don't even have to take off my pajama pants?
Education for the modern world.
Ridiculous. Full Sail grads have gone on to do really big things. They've mixed hit records. They've worked on major Hollywood films. Also, some of them have won Oscars.
Wow.
Perhaps you've heard of the Oscars or also the Grammys.
Wow.
Because their students have also won those as well. Enrolled students also receive a laptop. Yeah, you heard me. You enroll, you get a laptop.
That's great.
I know.
Keep you up with the technology.
Before I went to college, I just went to Target and got like a spiral bound notebook and a mechanical pencil.
You had mechanical pencils?
I know.
I had to sharpen my own.
No. I was a little fancy. I got the mechanical ones, but I had to pay for it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full Sail gives you a laptop. To learn more about Full Sail's programs as well as potential scholarship opportunities, just go to fullsail.edu/Idobe. That's FullSail, FullSail.edu/IDOBI. What are you waiting for,
Yay!
People? All right, what do you want to do? Oh, yeah, hit the button.
What the hell is going on out there?
Double fairy tale. Identical twin sisters marry identical twin brothers in joint ceremony.
What the hell is going on out there?
I'm either really happy for them or I'm gonna puke.
This is one of those times when we really need that new segment, What's Brett Gonna Say? Because I would love to hear your guys' guesses as to which way I'm going to lean on this one.
What do you guys think? Matadocious?
We got to come up with like an intro and stuff for this, but eventually we will.
Oh, geez. See, because I feel like this is going to lead into a rant about just like matching and doing doing everything the same, and it's going to lead to Disneyland at some point.
You know me so well.
It always comes back down to Disneyland.
By the way, I think for this segment, if we're going to really try to make a bit out of this, I think what has to happen is I have to leave the studio during the break, and then you come back and just hit the intro for what's Brett going to say or whatever, and then you tell the story, like you read the headline, then you guys all guess, and then I'll come back in, because otherwise I'm going to be influenced by what you guys are going to say, you know?
Soon to be named, what do you think Brett's going to say?
He's going to hate it.
And that's just Megan's guess every single time.
Yep.
Wait a minute. So identical twin sisters marrying identical twin brothers.
Okay. So here's the thing. There's a twins festival. It's an annual festival in Twinsburg, Ohio.
You don't have to tell me, Katie. And twins.
What's that?
What?
What is that? What did you just do?
And twins.
What is that?
What do you thought? You don't know what that is?
No.
There was a... Oh, this is... Well, first of all, you couldn't make this commercial nowadays, but there was a commercial for, I think it was Coors Light, and it would be like this... they had like their own song, and it was like everything they liked about the summer, and then like it would... Like during... You're going to have to YouTube this now. But like it would be like beaches and beach balls and dogs running on the beach and twins, and they would like cut to like super hot supermodels. It was... Kind of.
So at this festival.
Anyway.
Sets of twins.
That wasn't even that long ago. That was like a thing.
Yeah.
And twins.
Sets of twins gather at this festival. Here's the thing.
Like
There's a video of the like procession before the I do's. And each of their bridesmaids and groomsmen are also twins.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they have, like, a set of twins walks out, female twins, and then a set of male twins, and then a set of female twins, and a set of male twins. So there's just nothing.
Wait, so the groomsmen walk with the groomsmen?
No. I just mean, like, the court, right? They all walk with their twin.
Wait, so yeah,
the
bridesmaids walk with the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
The groomsmen walk with the groomsmen.
Yeah, but not the grooms do not walk together. Oh, I guess they would. Yeah, no, I guess they would. And then the brides would walk together as well.
Whoa.
Anyway, so the bride and the groom, the brides are wearing identical dresses.
Uh-huh.
Have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Those grooms aren't identical, by the way. I mean, they are identical twins, but one of them is definitely better looking.
That's true with every set of twins.
No, I know, but you just turned the monitor this way, and I was like, those guys, they're
pretty close.
Okay. One of them got more of the juice, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, same with them.
Wait, let me look at them. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay. Every set of twins, one's slightly better. One's got the edge over the other.
I would say, though, that in this case, this foursome, the slightly better of the two of them didn't pick the slightly better of the other one.
You don't think so?
No, they're
kitty. Does it go this way?
They're kitty corner to each other.
You think it's
goes this way? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think this one and this one are the good ones?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here and here. Yeah.
I like how I go, no, and you go, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, everyone can see it. That's amazing. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Even, like, the way that they proposed at the same time.
Oh, this is weird.
The officiant says, you know, like, do you guys... except this woman is your lawfully wedded wife. They both said, I do at the same time.
Right, sure, sure.
And then she says this, one of the brides, says, when we have children, my and Josh's children will be genetic siblings to Brianna and Jeremy's children. Even though they're cousins, they're technically genetic siblings.
What?
They have the same DNA.
Same DNA.
So when you have a child and your brother has a child,
yeah,
there's different genes coming from the woman. In this particular case, the two identical females and the two identical males create genetic siblings with their own offspring.
Or do you think this is just an elaborate excuse as to why Brianna is actually sleeping with Jeremy, or the other way around, or whatever? Some big elaborate thing.
I don't know. But it says that they experienced a lot of challenges when dating what they call singletons, which is what the twin community refers to as people who are not identical twins with someone.
Oh, I can't take it anymore. Megan was right. I hate this. I hate this so much. Well, you know my thing, Katie. I don't want to belong to any club that will have me as a member, right?
So you're a singleton.
Oh, I'm definitely a singleton. But like, do you know what I mean though? Like, it just this is too much. It's too much. When any one thing in your life becomes too much your thing, it's just too much. You know? I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's your favorite sports team or your favorite food or the fact that like every chef has a chef's knife or a pig tattooed on their forearm, and it's like, dude, it's too much, bro. Too much. Like, your thing has now become too much. So you're a twin, fine,
right?
But now everything in your life is about twinning, and it's too much for me. I start to roll my eyes and I go, enough is enough.
Just one last thing about this particular set of four people.
Yeah,
they're all gonna live together.
Oh no, and there's gonna be a TLC show.
And there is. You're absolutely right.
Oh man, that's why my name's on the door. Really?
Yep.
No, come on, people. You are such sellouts. Everyone is just such a sellout nowadays. Oh my goodness. People, not everything is about being a celebrity. Can we all stop? What is happening?
Do you think they actually love each other, or is
it
just, it's a stunt, right?
Yes.
Brett looks like a rugrat right now.
I'm so mad right now. I am just, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You used to watch things on TV because people had talent and or the thing was actually, whatever. I don't know. I'm upset. I'm very upset. I'm very upset. And you know this stupid show is going to be called something stupid like twinning just the four of us or some dumb thing. What's it called? Does it have the title?
No.
I hate it so much. I hate it on a visceral level. I hate it. I hate it so much. Hold on. Let's all take a breath. In through the nose. You know they're going to have some ridiculous scene where they like, you know, Brianna or whatever is like comes home and is like, hi, I'm Brittany. I'm trying to pretend like I'm Brittany. And Jason's going to be all like, I didn't even know they had switched. Except we as the audience are all going to know because Brianna's got a lazy eye. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. Yuck. I have a friend, or I know someone who I know of someone who was dating someone who was a twin, right? So like she had an identical twin sister,
mm-hmm.
and it like ruined their relationship basically because like she couldn't, like the twin had to be in on everything. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of what you're saying, like what you're reading is that they do everything together. They blah, 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 blah. And so he was just like, I can't take it anymore, man. Like, we can't do anything. The twins always around, like, you know, and it's just like they couldn't separate themselves. And so I think to me, to someone who's such an independent person, it just, it boggles my mind. I don't know how they.
Do you think non-identical twins have the same problem?
I don't know.
I dated a twin.
A fraternal twin?
Yeah. And there wasn't any attachment issues.
Right.
They were really close, but there wasn't any attachment issues.
It's got to be something about just that.
Having the same DNA.
Yeah. I'm sure there are, like, identical twins out there who live perfectly fine, normal, healthy, separated lives, you know. But when you see, when it's too much. And see, I blame this all on the parents, by the way.
Yeah.
This is all the parents' fault for putting them in matching outfits their whole lives and creating this identity where they have to have the other one. You know what I mean? That's on the parents.
My question is, are the genetic sibling cousins going to be dressed the same as well?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean going to be dressed the same?
Will the four parents in this equation...
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Because you know they're going to get pregnant at the same time.
Ugh.
They're going to, you know what I mean? Like, is how many generations of...
Ugh.
I have a question.
What?
Whatever happened to Lindsay Lohan's identical twin?
Does she have an identical twin?
Yeah, haven't you seen The Parent Trap?
Oh. What?
You stole that from me.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, actually, she didn't steal it from me. Someone talked about that, said that exact quote, though, in The Office once.
Oh.
And I tweeted it on my search history Twitter.
Wait, what? Whoever said that was being serious? They thought Lindsay Lohan had an identical twin, or they were making a joke?
I think it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
But
wait, announcement to parents out there. If you have twins, whether they're identical or fraternal, don't put them in the same outfit. Like, maybe once. Maybe once for a photo. One time, but just don't, like, let your kids be themselves, right?
Yeah.
This is my opinion. This is my opinion, whatever.
I totally agree.
But, like, why are you setting them up for a lifetime of this, like, weird codependency? Just let them be themselves. Plus, everyone who sees your kid at the mall just starts thinking about The Shining and Children of the Corn and weird horror movies when they see your kids dressed up the exact same.
Yeah, it's true.
Speaking of that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
One of my, like, biggest fears is to get, like, beat up by identical twins. And I just think about that. Like, imagine getting beat up. That's scary itself, but...
Hold on, Katie. You know what to do.
Getting beat up by someone that looks the exact same.
Wait. Megan! Yeah. That's Megan's new sound for when she says something Megan. Wait, hit it again. I want to hear it again. Oh. Megan. Yeah. That was a very Megan thing to say.
But think about it. That's like one of my top
no,
three fears.
Really.
I like that she's still going on it. No, but guys, really, like, come on.
It's one of my top three fears.
Top three?
What are your other two?
Like spiders and just...
Well,
they're
okay.
Nothing...
That's not very Megan. What's your number one fear?
I mean, I'd have to like... Think about it, I guess.
All right, well,
like,
you think about it. You'll come up with it
by
the end
of the
show. My
go-to fear, though, when, like, people are like, what are you afraid of? It's getting beat up by identical twins. It's a real thing.
Megan! My number one fear is getting beat up by Raven Simone.
Yeah, I get
so,
that.
That's... All right, whatever. Let's take a break. Just let people be themselves. Oh, what a life those four are in for.
Oof.
Yikes. All right. What's this one called?
Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Oh, yeah, by Cage the Elephant.
Adobe Radio. Got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
Hold everything. Stop everything, Katie. Oh. We have another new sponsor.
What?
Perhaps if you decide to go to Full Sail University, you might need this next sponsor to help you study.
Oh.
It's called Chegg. C-H-E. GG. Study at home, on your desktop, or anywhere you go with the Chegg Study mobile app. Subscriptions are affordably priced, and you can cancel anytime. If you're studying for midterms, getting prepared for a final exam, or just having difficult homework problems, you can master any class with the Chegg Study app. If I would have had this when I was in college, now hold on, I went to tap dancing school, Katie, so I'm not sure if Chegg would have helped me with my time steps. However, if I had gone to a real college and I perhaps got stuck on something to do with the Pythagorean theorem or something like that, I could whip out my old Chegg mobile app and it could help me out.
That's cool.
I know. Also, you get $5 off your first month subscription just by going to Chegg.com, that's Chegg.com/Brett, B-R-E-T-T, so Chegg.com/Brett, and then use the promo code Brett, B-R-E-T-T, right? And you get $5 off your first month's subscription.
That's awesome.
Do it, everybody. Check them out. It's a good company, and they support us, which means you in turn should support them. Can you tell that school is back in session, Katie? Yeah. But seriously, I mean, see, when I was in high school and college, I didn't have a smartphone. They didn't exist yet. And the only thing I could do is go downstairs to my family's actual encyclopedia collection from the mid-70s and hope that whatever I was looking up was still going to be in there.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I'm serious. I would go, like, I'm not kidding. In my parents' basement, on bookshelves, it's A through Z.
They still have them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I take them out every once in a while when I go home now and just kind of, like, flip through one of them. It's just fun. Like, yeah. They're, you know, very old school looking. But, I mean, that's all I had. That was it.
That's kind of great. Like, a little time jump.
That and what there was a CD-ROM that you could put in that was like an encyclopedia on a CD-ROM, but it would take forever to load, so I wouldn't even mess with it. Mm. I can't remember what it was called, though. Everybody had it. But anyway, that's all I had. I didn't have just an app on my phone that I could... Oh, and also, by the way, it says, and this is part of what they do, if you're having a problem with your homework thing or anything you're working on, you open up the app, take a picture of the thing you're having a problem with, mm-hmm. send it into them, and they will get back to you within 2 hours and help you out.
What?
Yeah. I know.
That's super cool.
It's amazing. Go to Chegg.com, people, /Brett. That's Chegg/Brett. And then make sure you enter the promo code Brett, Brett, and you get 5 months off your first month subscription.
$5.
What?
$5.
What'd I say?
Months.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, $5 off your first month's subscription.
There it is.
So we were talking about Lindsay Lohan and her twin, which she does not have.
Oh.
But in the movie, The Parenthood Trap, mm-hmm. She played twins. You remember in like movies and TV shows that was a trope they would use all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that gone?
There was just an ABC Family show called The Lion Game, where friend of the show, Alexandra Chando, played her own twin.
Oh. Well, I guess that point got sufficiently shit on.
Well, you were wrong, so I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, you're right. There's that one ABC Family show.
ABC Family's got some really good content, so I just felt like it was, you know, necessary to
Hallmark
acknowledge.
Still does it, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Any other shows that nobody watches that you guys want to talk about? Because I don't think anyone's done it quite like they used to on Family Matters with Steve Urkel and Stefan Urkel. Remember that?
No.
What? What do you mean no? You're kidding, right?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Also, Community did it.
Oh, jeez. Everything's falling apart.
Which wasn't that long ago.
All right, well, never mind. I guess they do it all the time still.
I mean, it wasn't, like, in the past year, but...
Okay.
So my question is, though, why not just hire twins? Is there not enough twin actors running around that...
Because as we discussed earlier on the show, one of the twins always looks good and the other one doesn't. It's true.
Do you know that Steve Urkel was on Full House as well?
You mean Jaleel White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as Steve Urkel. But mm-hmm. as Steve Urkel, yeah.
Yes, see, they used to do crossover all the time because it was part of TGIF.
Right.
Right? So they would, it was the same block of shows. So you That's had really 2 hours of TGIF. You always had Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step, and then there was always like a wild card in there usually. So one that would always change. It was like Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Boy Meets World came on towards the end of TGIF and kind of solidified a spot on there. But they would do crossovers all the time. Like the very first episode of Step by Step. You guys know what Step by Step is, right?
Yes.
You guys remember
Day
that
by
one?
Day, yes.
It was the New Age Brady Bunch. The very first episode of Step by Step, Steve Urkel came crashing through their living room ceiling.
Right.
Because he took off on Family Matters in a jetpack at the end of an episode, and then the very next thing to come onto your TV was the beginning of a Step by Step episode where Stephen Urkel then crashed through the ceiling as if he crash landed in their little town, and it was a way of, marrying the two shows.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. So he was also on Full House. Steve Urkel, I don't think you guys even understand how big Steve Urkel was. That was so big.
Yeah, I don't know.
How did you miss that?
Sheltered.
How did you miss that?
I was sheltered.
But it's not, what do you mean? It's not a like risque show.
No, I know. We didn't really watch a lot of TV.
Really?
Yeah.
But even in life, like that was such a huge thing. They had dolls. They had, did I do that? Like you'd pull string and then.
I know who he is.
Right. Man, when he would turn into Stefan Urkel. Whew.
I will say also you're 4 years older than I am, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're a child, 4 years is a lot.
I mean, you don't have to take any personal shots. Jeez.
She has a point.
Ouch.
When I'm 9 and you're 13, it's a big difference between 9 and 13. There's not a big difference between 30 and 34.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think they did it on Boy Meets World, too. Corey might have had like an evil stepbrother or something at one point.
Oh, he did.
There was something.
Yeah.
Something like that. They used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
My mom texted me this morning, and she said, I'm looking to binge a new drama. What should I watch? You guys got answers?
I do.
Go ahead.
Your mom might not like it. But I got a drama that I love.
Sounded like you were doing one of those put downs. Your mom might not like it.
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
I loved it and then didn't. I like canceled cable.
USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on one of those other things? Hulu or whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
It's real good.
Mr. Robot.
Yep.
What else? Anyone else? You know, Megan, what are you watching?
I've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
Okay. That's Hulu as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know what a lot of women have been loving, but I have not. I've watched an episode of, and I did really like, was Big Little Lies.
Yeah, I think she's already seen that.
No. Well.
She sees pretty much everything, actually. I don't think she's seen Mr. Robot. I'm not sure if she's up on Handmaid's Tale. I texted back The Sopranos.
It's a good series.
I know, but I know she hasn't seen it, and it's not very current, but I mean, my God, that's in the top three of TV series of all time.
It's really good.
For me.
I haven't seen all of it. I've seen that pilot episode twice.
Yeah.
But it's great.
I have this problem where I can't watch TV or movies right now.
Right now or in general?
It goes in waves for me. Like, it has to be really, really good for me to get into it, and I can't be jealous of it. Otherwise, I can't watch it.
See, that's a hard thing.
No, I know. It's rough. Like, if it's too good, then I'm just going to be mad that I'm not a part of it or didn't get an audition for it or whatever, you know? And so then I can't watch it objectively. And it's not their fault, and it's not the actor's fault, and I'm sure it's a great show. I'm just saying that I can't focus, and I can't watch it, you know?
If you audition for something and you don't get it, do you watch the project then begrudgingly towards the actor who did get it?
If I audition for something and don't end up getting the role, I will watch the first 30 seconds of it till I see that person, watch them do some of the lines from the audition, and then turn it off and never watch that series again. Just because I
even
go
if
like,
it's good?
Eh. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't auditioned for anything that's been good. Because I've never had this problem happen, I guess.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a couple of shows out there that I can think of that I probably won't be watching. Sometimes, though, you just, it's not your problem, you know? You get, you totally. Don't get the part because you, whatever, they just like the other guy's look or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? So it is what it is. But I think that's why I watch a lot of old series, though. Right? Like The mm-hmm. Sopranos or The Wire or even Breaking Bad or whatever. Because they kind of started before I was out here trying it.
Okay.
So I know that there wasn't a possibility of ever really being involved in it. So I go like, I could watch that.
That makes sense.
You know? But this new modern stuff, I get a little upset. Also, even if that's not the case, I can see... This sounds so... whatever the word is, I don't know. But I can see the process of it being made
mm-hmm.
as I'm watching it.
Yeah.
So I know what's going on, and I don't believe them as characters because I know they're just actors. So it's hard for me to get lost in something.
Interesting.
I was trying to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Good show. Nothing against it. Great show. Good writing. Good acting. All around great. But I just can't get into it because it's a TV show, you know? That's why I watch documentaries and stuff a lot, I think. And docu-series is. Because they're not actors. They're real people.
Does that count as, like, for your mom, would that be a recommendation she would be looking for? Because it is dramatic.
Maybe, because I'll tell you, Last Chance You on Netflix, my goodness, is that good. It's so good. It's a good one. All right, let's take a break. Ooh. We're not gonna take it. No, we're not gonna take it.
Oh.
We're not gonna take it anymore.
Interesting. I don't think that's the song, but I like that you hear that song in this song.
I just think I made a mashup.
I think you did.
What is this song?
Everything's Magic by Angels and Airwaves.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Brett Davern Show, featuring Katie LeClaire on IW Radio.
What do you got there, Katie?
I got a list of the Rolling Stones, the top 10 TV shows of all time.
Is this voted on by Mick and Keith, or you mean the magazine?
I mean, I think Mick and Keith probably have a pretty high share of...
Wouldn't it be amazing if Mick and Keith made their list of the top 100 TV shows of all time?
That would be pretty great.
Like, I don't know, Keith. Like, I was doing Keith. Hold on. I don't know, Mick. I kind of like MASH. What do you think?
I kind of like MASH.
He's like, yeah, right. Yeah, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't get no...
Okay.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
Let's make a game out of it.
I'm going to read you the description of the show, and you're going to tell me what the show is.
Ooh, you can see the computer, can't you, Maddie?
Yes.
Now, move to where you can't see it.
What?
How many are on there right now that she just saw?
I actually haven't seen any.
Yeah, I don't think she saw
it. Turn it a little. All right. You're going to start reading the description. If at any point you know the show, you just yell out your name, and then you call on us. We'll see who wins.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got it?
Yep.
Maddie, make sure when you yell out your name, you grab the microphone with both hands and yell directly into it.
Wait a minute. I made a rule a while back that I wasn't going to play games with you anymore.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
You cheated last time.
I did not cheat.
Okay, here we go. This show.
Wait, is it? We're going 10 through 1.
10 through 1.
Okay, all right.
This show.
Mm-hmm.
1996. Started in 1996. The fake news show that became more credible than the real news. Yeah, Brett.
Started in 1996. Sports Night.
Incorrect.
Now can I guess again?
No, you're eliminated.
Oh! All right.
Comedy Central began this show.
Brett!
You're eliminated.
Brett!
In 1996, but Brett! It hit its stride
Brett!
When Jon Stewart
Brett!
Took over
Brett!
In 1999.
Brett!
This show got more politically abrasive
Brett!
And the news got progressively worse.
Megan and I were in elementary school.
John Stewart had the rage of a man.
The first host was Craig Kilborn.
Who signed on at the end of the Bill Clinton years, only to end up with an American much scarier and uglier than the one he bargained for. Are you kidding me, you guys?
All right, that's it. If you get through the whole description and they don't answer, then I get to answer again.
It's a comic box lined with sadness, he told Rolling Stone in 2006, when the franchise struggles on without him. Daily alumni John Oliver and Samantha Bee kept the hard-hitting spirit alive on their own shows.
How are you both not yelling out your name yet?
Brett, what is the show?
The Daily Show! Oh, my goodness.
All right, next show.
Are you guys doing... Are you trying to give me a heart attack? Are you doing this on purpose?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This show was on from 1971 to 1979.
I should just yell Brett right now.
What a shocker to see this hit TV in 1971 in the middle of the Nixon years. Loudmouth bigot, Archie Bunker.
Brett, All in the Family. Two for two.
This show was started in 1975 and is still on. Everybody ready?
And it's still on.
Ready to yell out your names? Live Maddie from New York!
Brett!
Maddie got it.
I said it. SNL.
It's called Saturday Night Live.
Oh, come on.
You know I have Live from New York tattooed on my side?
You do?
Yeah. What? No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Prove
Show
it.
Us.
Maddie's getting undressed. Oh, my gosh. Oh. She does.
Wow. It needs to be touched up, but yeah.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, then you should have known that the real title of the show is Saturday Night Live. Mm. I'm for three for three.
This show was on from 1979 to 1964.
What? No.
Wait, 1979 to 1964?
59.
Goes in reverse.
Well, that would fit this show. Oh. This is the dimension of imagination. This is an era in which we call the name of the show.
Maddie.
Rod Sterling's. Yes, Maddie.
Oh, I actually don't know if I'm right.
Go for it. You already buzzed in.
The Twilight Zone?
I've known the last two, but I just can't remember the name.
Darn it.
This show is a non... Started in 1989.
Wait, we gotta keep score. So I got three, you got one.
I have two.
No, you said SNL.
No, she gets a point for that.
No.
Brett likes to cheat with these games.
Brett, she gets a
point. All right, I'm just kidding.
This show started in 1989 and is presently still on. How is America's favorite... cartoon
Maddie.
Family lasted this long?
Oh.
The Simpsons.
Oh, I don't like you anymore.
This show was on from 1989 to 1998. That's an anagram.
Wait, what number are we on? What number was The Simpsons?
The Simpsons was number six. So yeah, it's five more.
I agree with them being in the top ten. Mm-hmm. That's a, I mean, come on, that's an all-timer. Mm-hmm.
This show about nothing that blew
dude,
up.
Oh, Brett. Seinfeld.
Dang it.
Matt, I mean, soon to be named.
3-3, it's tied up. Come on, soon to be named.
All right, number four.
I'm going to turn on a TV.
This is this show.
Wait.
Megan. This show was on from 2007 to 2015.
Wait. Okay, slow down.
The American
you give me anxiety.
Dream.
Megan, you might know this.
The American Dream and How to Sell It. Except for Don Draper and the Hustle of Sterling Cooper.
I knew that one.
I'm already digging you because I already know you know it.
Mad Men.
All right. Next. Number three on the list. 2008 to 2013.
Brett. Breaking Bad.
Wow.
That's how the game is played, everybody.
Number two on the list of greatest TV shows of all time was on from 2002 to 2008.
Brett. The Sopranos. Oh! Wow!
You come and you can't bring in again, Brett.
I know.
But they're not going to
tell
you, anyway.
Unless you finish
this.
This is
a really long description. You come at the king, you best not miss. That's a quote from the show. Former reporter David Simon aimed high with his epic HBO tale.
Brett.
You can't ring in.
Brett.
Building an entire city full of corrupt politicians,
Brett.
Corner boys, and cops
Brett.
Who keep learning the biggest crime is giving a
Brett.
Fuck when it's not your turn to
Brett.
Give a fuck. Each season told a different story.
Brett.
The Barksdale Gang in season
Brett.
Three. Brett, shut the F up. The doomed school kids in season four.
Brett.
Brett!
See, she's saying my name too.
After the first season, I thought, there's no way I'm being renewed, Simon told Rolling Stone. But no one has told us to stop.
Brett is cheating.
The show...
Megan.
Yeah.
The Wire.
Except for Megan doesn't get a point because Brett cheated. And then, so therefore, Megan doesn't get a point Megan and Brett I, loses a point.
Oh, no.
Brett
loses
a point.
Brett's
at four.
Megan and I share that
it's
point.
Brett is four. Maddie is three.
No. Megan and I share that point. Yep. Megan looked at me. She said, is it The Wire? And I went, yeah.
You're a dirty liar.
No, I'm not.
Brett tried to poison me.
Oh, please.
Remember that?
Idris Elba's in that show.
So you're four. I'm three, which means I'm still eligible with this next one.
Do you guys ever find yourself just looking at pictures of Idris Elba wearing a suit? No? Is it just me?
The number one TV show of all time was on from 1999 to 2007.
Brett! Oh, that was really dumb.
Go for it, Brett.
Go for it.
The Sopranos. Yeah! I knew it was in there somewhere. That was just process of elimination, by the way, because... 10. It's got to be in the top 10 somewhere. That's a wrap, everybody. I win again on another edition of the Brett Tavern Show. Thank you for subscribing on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. If you like what you heard, tell everyone you know. Say goodbye, Katie.
Tell them goodbye.
Goodbye, me too. Stay tuned to Adobe Radio for the internet's best unfiltered music and radio later today. It's something. You should listen. It'll be fun. I'm Brett, reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other. We will see you tomorrow. That was our show. Good night, Idris. You glorious, glorious, beautiful, beautiful man.
That's it for the Brett Tavern Show today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow on Adobe Radio Live, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.